What's up, everybody? This is Lending a Hand on Wednesday afternoon, January the 30th. Are you stressed out? You can't. They're better now than they ever have been. What's going on, podcast listeners? This is Keaton Linder, the host of Lending a Hand. We've got a quick micro episode for you here today. This will probably drop around 5 p.m. Wednesday, January the 30th. As you heard, you know, it's hump day. It's the middle of the week. You're probably getting over it and going into Wednesday evening thinking, gosh, I got Thursday and Friday left. You know, I hope you're not doing that. I surely don't. I don't live for the weekend. I live for every day. I love working. I love being at work, but that's because I love what I do. But this weekend, we've got, obviously, the Super Bowl, which is going to take up most people's time, which, in addition, we will have a special Super Bowl podcast episode. It will probably be an entire episode as the Super Bowl takes up a lot of my time. It's something that a lot of people impact. A lot of people, and as a marketer and a person that loves to promote, you know, the Super Bowl is the biggest of the big, and so I love watching the commercials. We'll have a whole breakdown of that, and then Monday, February the 4th, we will have, you know, our weekly Monday episode, which, if you notice, this week we didn't have a normal episode. This has been a micro podcast week. We do have a lot of podcasts in the tank, in the bank. On record, if you might say, last night I finished one up with a Canadian from all the way in Vancouver. It is one that I am very, very excited to publish here within the next month or so with Jacqueline Way. She was actually featured on a TED Talk recently that has over 3 million views on YouTube. So, I'm telling you, this is I'm so excited. I just continue to have people reach out. I continue to reach out to people, ask them to come on the podcast. You could be next. And I'm not saying you are ideal for the show. I'm not saying you're not ideal for the show. But one thing is for sure, if you don't reach out to us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, reach out to me, Keaton Linder. I'm on all those sites. You can Google me. KEATONLINDER. You can find me anywhere. I'm actually, because I do a lot of SEO work, I'm the number one search on the first page of Google. Every single search is me. So it's not hard. And if you want to follow us, the show, we also have a special show page, Lending a Hand, LINDING. So we always want your follow there too. But I'm going to get into something that is stressing me out, and some hurdles that we are all facing, because I know many of you are facing them on Wednesday, and I want to show you how I deal with mine. So hopefully you can gain some value and put this into your own life, because too many people are out there just complaining. And if you are that person that complains, which, by the way, nobody actually thinks they're that person, I gotta admit, you're probably gonna be stubborn about this, but we are brutally honest on this show. We love being brutally honest. I think honesty is the number one thing we can do. And you've probably heard me tell you this if you talk to me a lot. Honesty is tough, but if we allow the American Idol effect to happen, then we will tell our kids that they're the best in the world at something, and it will brainwash them. And I'm not saying that to tell your kids that they'll never be a rocket scientist or an astronaut, but we see it all the time, misguidance. And it's something I'm passionate about in my life and something that I want to help others with. So anyways, we'll be right back after a quick word from me. Here's
Here's the thing about stress, everybody. We all have it. Doesn't matter who you are. We all have stress. Now, there's different levels of that, of course. You know, Bill Gates' stress, Elon Musk's stress, the pressure that he's under, is going to be more than me or the average Joe who's working one job. Because, you know, those guys have their hands in hundreds of things. That's why they're billionaires. But regardless of the reason, there is stress and we all deal with it. And there's a few practical ways to get over stress. Obviously, working out is a way to reduce stress. That's probably the most natural, the healthiest thing you can do. A great way to reduce stress also is to not let it snowball. Momentum is everything in life, and you have to ride the wave, as they say. Which means whether you wake up in the morning and are automatically stressed out, maybe your habits and your daily routine are out of whack, or you wake up with gratitude, like I do, or like I try to do every day, and thank the world for what you have, it puts your life in a different perspective. And too many people don't have that, if you ask me. It's a frustration of mine that I'm trying to get off more and more. And that's stress that I'm really dealing with, is trying to communicate to people. I always tell my friends, like, we as humans, like, I know some people are much better at communicating than others. And I don't think I'm bad at it by any means. I think I'm pretty good. But as humans, like, we're not a good communicating species. We can't communicate with any other species out there. Animals, plants. We don't know how to tell what they're feeling. We can get an idea, but we don't necessarily know for sure. And so this is interesting to me because communication is something I'm trying to do on social media. Whether you follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or even YouTube. I don't have a lot of content on YouTube yet, but soon. I'm really trying to get and understand how we can eliminate stress and how I can communicate to people how social media can help them. Because there's so many ways, so many opportunities, so many different avenues and paths that anybody can have. And we all have different ones. But social media and the internet, I'm not saying all social media sites, but the internet can help you on that. So if you're interested more in this, reach out to me. I've tried to do a few posts and I want to really help. I'm doing coaching sessions now if you're interested here in Hot Springs, Central Arkansas area. I'm helping businesses with social media and how to communicate their brand. But I'm always, always looking for criticism and ways to do things better. So I'm a little uncomfortable right now because as I didn't tell you, I'm actually outside recording this micro podcast in the freezing cold. Luckily, we're not in Chicago, but it's negative 20 there. I've got a couple friends up there who've been sending me some snaps and Instagram pictures, but reach out to us again, at Lending a Hand, at Keaton Lender. This was a micro episode, so if you're more interested to hear more about what I have to talk about with guests involving technology, social media, business, marketing, and how to grow yourself and your personal brand, then listen to those longer episodes, as we really want to promote our guests on here and promote the show. So feel free to donate. We love donations. It helps us out in so many different ways. But again, thanks everybody to listening to this micro episode of Lending a Hand.